Hey, listen, everyone faces disappointments. Do you agree? But did you know that if you cannot move on from your disappointments, that it can reside deep within to the point that it can affect you mentally and spiritually? Well, guess what? In this episode of Affirming Power Podcast, we are going to talk about how to overcome the sting of disappointment and move forward with hope and confidence that is going to help us to build an expectation of only the good that God has for us. So if you're ready to learn how to do that, then just stay tuned because we're about to get started. Hey, beautiful people. Thank you for joining me on the Affirming Power Podcast. I am your host, Crystal Benford. I am an entrepreneur, a wife, a mother, and I am always going to be a mindset advocate. I want to thank you for joining me. If you have been listening so far, and even if this is your first time listening, I want to say welcome. If you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, then go ahead and hit that follow button because I want you to be notified every time I drop a new episode. If you are listening or watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe and like because it helps us in the algorithms, okay? Us meaning me, okay? It helps this podcast in the algorithm. And always feel free to share this information and leave a comment because I do want to know what you think as well on the topic. So without further ado, let's talk about the topic today, okay? Let's talk about disappointment. Okay, nobody wants to feel disappointed. Oh, nobody. But do you remember the last time you were disappointed? I can think of a few times that I felt disappointment. I mean, recently, okay? I can recall it, okay? Like it was yesterday. But have you felt that disappointment to the point where it's still stings when you just think about it or you just shudder when you think about it or you close your eyes and be like, I can't believe I went through that or I did that or they did that or whatever. Do you remember the last time you felt that disappointment? I don't want you to think on it too hard because I don't want you to get sad or mad. But I mean, think about the feeling that comes behind disappointment. So before we even get started, we have to get down to the root of what this word means. You know, I love to look up the definitions of the word because I think we get more clarity in what a thing is when we understand the definition behind it. So the dictionary describes disappointment as sadness or displeasure caused by the non-fulfillment of one's hopes or expectations. Oh, my goodness. Do you see that? That's exactly what it feels like. The definition of it is exactly what it feels like. It feels like, oh my gosh, it's over. Like just stop now. Okay, I have this just took away my little hope. It just busted my bubble, honey. It just took away my confident expectation of good. That's how it feels temporarily. But here's the thing. Everybody is going to feel something negative from disappointments, but the key is to not stay there. That's the key. The key is to not stay there, not stay in a state of disappointment to the point where it keeps us from moving forward. Okay, that's the key. Yes, feel your disappointment, you know, cry it out, scream it out, fuss it out, however you need to do it, get it out. You know, but don't stay in that place because it can cause so much damage to you to the point where you begin to subconsciously do things and do actions that block you from your highest potential, from reaching the highest level of who you have been created to be. So let's talk about different examples of disappointment. Now, right now, I only have two, and I think those two are really enough and they sum it up. But let's talk about the first type of disappointment. The first type is self-disappointments, okay? These are your past failures, your mistakes, maybe bad decisions. Those are your self-disappointments, things that you had control over that you may have done that led to a less than optimal occurrence or not coincidence, but it left you in a state of despair. It left you in a place where you feel like you can't trust yourself anymore. You can't trust yourself to make the right decisions, to attract the right people around you, to make the right business decisions or career decisions, or even significant other or dating decisions. Like it changed your perception of who you are and your capability to be accurate in making the right decisions for your life. And this stemmed from, like I said, the disappointment of your past failures, your mistakes, and your bad decisions. But here's the thing, everybody has done this. Everybody has failures. Everybody has made mistakes. Everybody has made bad decisions. And I'm here to tell you the truth, you're going to make more along the way as you grow. But like I said, it's okay to feel disappointed in the moment. It's okay to feel like that for a little bit, but you don't want it to sit there and begin to fester and to begin to manifest negative things that you don't want to happen. Okay. And when I talk about manifest negative things, I mean, out of your own actions, you begin to, make decisions, even worse decisions, because now you don't trust yourself because of the lingering disappointment you have from making bad decisions in the past. Okay. Or making mistakes in the past. We're going to talk about how to get over these things. So I just want you to know the first part of this, the type of disappointments, but we're going to talk about how to get over it. So if you still feel like there is some lingering effects of disappointments because of things that you've done, then we're going to talk about how to get over that, how to move forward and move past that. Okay, because it's not good for you to stay there. It's not going to help you, and it's not going to allow you to move forward in what God is calling you to do. The second type of disappointment is our outward disappointments. This can stem from others betraying you, that they disappointed you in some way. Maybe they lied, or maybe there was some type of an abandonment, and you feel like, you feel like you ain't never going to trust nobody again, and you're not going to move forward, and you side-eye everybody that comes into your life and not giving anybody a clean slate. This is a dangerous place, because we have to understand that God created us to be people that are people of community. We were made to work together. We were made to support one another. We were made to do things together, celebrate together. We are communal beings. And so it's hard to do that when you have these lingering disappointments that you got from what others have done to you, and to the point where it has changed your perception about trusting other people, or thinking that other people, nobody's good. Like, I know you've heard men say, there ain't no good women out there. You heard women say, there ain't no good men out there. You know, I know we've all heard, because I've heard people say that before, and I'm always going to be in disagreement to that. But, but it's because of those disappointments from other people, because they were hurt by other people. Okay. But here's the thing. Again, we cannot allow the sting of disappointment to go so deep that it burrows in our soul to the point where we have changed our whole outlook on life, and it has become negative instead of there being some type of hope or confidence about what lies ahead. Hey, Crystal Benford here. Listen, if you're enjoying the Affirming Power podcast and you are loving the information you're getting from these episodes, but are ready to take your life to the next level, then you have got to check out my book, Avoiding the Self-Sabotage Trap. It talks about 10 different types of self-sabotage that most people suffer from. If you are ready to overcome things like imposter syndrome, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, and more, then you have got to check it out at www.avoidselfsabotage.com. All right, so let's talk about, and like I said, we're going to be moving quick on this one, okay? Let's talk about overcoming these disappointments. Because like I say, I am never going to leave you hanging. Okay. We're going to shine light on those dark areas so that we can uproot them, destroy them, and get set free. And that the getting set free part is there's always going to be a way out. Always remember that no matter how much in despair you feel, no matter how your situation looks, people are on your nerves. You feel like you can't get away. You can't run away. You got to sit there and take it. You feel like you are in full fight, flight, or freeze mode. There is always a way out. Okay. It might take some elbow grease on your end, you know, and maybe a little help from somebody else sometimes. But there is a way out, and we're going to talk about this way out of this disappointment here tonight, okay? Or today, whenever you're listening. So, overcoming disappointments. The first one is, use them as learning experiences. I know this sounds so simplistic, but I think when we shift our mindsets to look at it as something that, okay, this happened, whether it was my fault or somebody else's, and I have this disappointment in me and it stings to the point where I'm scared to move forward in the thing that I was stung in, you know, I know because I've been there, you know, when you're feeling like that, you have to, instead of looking at it as I don't want to be hurt again, because that's really what it boils down to. Instead of looking at it as I don't want to be hurt again, so I'm not putting myself in that situation again. Look at it as something to learn from. What is the learning factor here? What could you do differently? Okay, what can you do? Like if this is stemming from self-disappointments, what can you do differently to avoid having to go through that again and repeating that cycle? Or repeating that where it becomes a cycle, I should say. Use it as a learning experience. Okay, I did it like this last time. I handled that terribly. And then it led me to making the wrong decisions. Then I made a whole bunch of mistakes. And then I'm now suffering, or I was suffering. I had to suffer the consequences of that thing. Okay, but instead, what did you learn? Think about what could you have learned from that that made you better, that made you wiser, is moving forward, that can make you smarter, that can make sure that you don't ever do that thing again. You don't ever put yourself in that situation again. What is the learning aspect? What is the lesson to be learned? Write that down when you find out what it is. The next one is, if it came from somebody else, if this came from outward disappointments where it was somebody else that disappointed you to your core, where you felt like there was no coming back from, honey, there's no forgiveness. And you got to forgive. That's a whole nother episode, but you got to forgive. But if it was an outward disappointment, you have to think back to it, because that's still a learning opportunity. But instead, you're going to think of it like this. What were the signs? And how do I avoid those moving forward? Now, I don't mean avoid as far as you're going to stick your head in the sand to never deal with it anymore, because we don't always get that option in life, right? That's not really learning a lesson. But think about, if that person hurt you, what was the signs before the ultimate betrayal or the ultimate lie or the ultimate abandonment? Think back, if you can, what were the signs? Because there's always signs. There's always signs. And we might not have known it then. But when you look back, you're like, oh, they did do this, or they did do that. Or, oh, I saw that they did this. What are the signs? So that you can make sure you're looking for those signs moving forward, and you can be wiser in the situation if it comes up. Because here's one thing that I've learned about life in this far in my life, okay? And I know I'm not old, but here's one thing that I have learned. When we do not pass a test, it usually comes right back around, and we gotta take that test again, okay? So you don't have to keep taking the same test over and over and over and over. What can we learn from that disappointment? Okay, what was the signs? If it was somebody else, like I said, what were the signs that now looking back, you said, oh, okay, this was the sign. It'll make us to be wiser, and it'll make us to pay more attention. better attention to what we need to be looking for so that we're not setting ourselves up for further disappointments from that are happening in the same situation later on. Let's avoid repeating cycles over and over. And sometimes it just takes being quiet, paying attention, listening, and learning, and watching too. And then you'll learn that way. Okay. Another one is you have to learn to let go. Okay. This is another way that we are going to overcome these disappointments. Okay. You got to learn to let go. And the easiest way to help you with this, and this is what I have to tell myself, is that think about it. This is not back to the future. You cannot go back in time. As much as we all wish we can go back in time and tell our younger self, don't do this, do this, invest in this, don't talk to him, don't talk to her, whatever the case is, we can't do that. Unfortunately, there is no time machine. And if there is, then whoever made it is keeping it to themselves. Okay, but you have to learn to let it go. There's nothing you can do about it. It's over and it's done. But you don't have to carry that burden of disappointment. You don't have to carry that sting of disappointment and carrying it, if I can get the word out, into your future by making poor decisions based off of the sting of disappointment. So learn to let it go. If it's through prayer, fasting, meditation, learn to let it go. Ask God to remove it from you, whatever you need to do. If you need to talk to somebody about it that's trustworthy to get it out, learn to let it go. You cannot go back in time. So the best option is to let it go so that it does not continue to fester. And then finally, the last one, okay, and I know this is a kicker. Whatever that disappointment was behind, especially if it had anything to do with career moves or a decision, if it had anything to do with you putting yourself in a bad situation or around the wrong people that caused a bad situation, whatever it is, you have to get back out there. You cannot hide any longer. And honey, I'm talking to me too. Okay. You cannot hide any longer. Okay. Hiding doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't do anything for the people that are meant to have your gift. Get back out there. Don't let the enemy rob you through disappointment by keeping you in a place of hiding, in a place of depression, in a place of anxiety, in a place of distrust. Instead, you got to get back out there. One thing about life is that nothing is guaranteed. Heartache or non-heartache is not guaranteed, okay? Things are going to happen, point blank in the period. Things are going to happen that are going to be out of your control. And some things can be in your control. And then, like I said, you're going to still make mistakes. We're all going to keep making mistakes because we're human. But don't let it block you from doing what it is that you are meant to do. Don't. People need to see you. They need to hear you. They need to see the works of your hands that God has blessed you with. So you got to get back out there. All right. So look, I hope this helped you all. I really do. And look, don't forget to leave a comment and to like. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this along the way. And please feel free to share it. Thank you again for joining me on the Affirming Power Podcast. This is your girl, Crystal Benford. And I look forward to talking to y'all soon. All right, bye.